ओम शांति। सो हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू डिड द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ मेडिटेटिंग विद द फाइव फॉर्म्स टुडे? Good. So Baba was saying, meditate with these five forms. Which are these five forms? Which are the five forms? Those, Stefan? Which are the five forms? Paramnam, yeah? Angelic state, subtle region. Deity form, Vashivati form, Brahman form. First Vashivati, then Brahman, then deity. So these five forms we had to practice, and Baba was saying 5 minutes. Anybody did 5 minutes at a time? And how many times 5 minutes? Becky, how many times 5 minutes? 4 times. Okay. So Baba said, the sign of intense effort maker is? What is the sign of intense effort maker? Follow Baba, whatever Baba is saying, immediately your thinking and doing is the same. There is such determination and attention and checking all the time. As what are my thoughts, what is my attitude, what is my drishti, what are my karma. So intense effort maker means checking oneself now and again, every often. So that's where Baba was emphasizing that you now need to have this intense effort. Service, we are very good. For others, we work hard. But for self, we are not so intense effort maker. So we need to have that balance of planning for ourselves and for service. And that's where we have to check now, where I am. Because more we create our sanskaras, pure sanskaras, because intense effort, the aim is to become Bab Saman perfect immediately. So more we make effort now, no? Because otherwise some people say, okay, I'll try, I'll see what happens. But those who are having that aim for a long period of time to have Bab Saman Sanskar, it means the fortune also we will be experiencing for a long period of time. And that's why Baba says, pay attention. So Baba was yesterday emphasizing a lot on creating powerful atmosphere through our powerful attitude. And what is powerful attitude? Powerful and elevated. What is powerful and elevated attitude? not seeing the defects of others. Positive, being positive all the time. Because our consciousness will have that awareness. And that awareness, because in Hindi it's a very nice, Smriti, Vritti, Drishti, Srishti. So it's like that. So if my Smriti or awareness is so conscious and powerful, then my attitude will be positive and powerful. That is Vritti. That will create my Drishti. My attitude will create my Drishti, and that will create the world, Srishti. So world transformation is based on my transformation, but I have to start changing myself first, my consciousness, because if I'm body conscious, naturally ego will come, and with ego there is expectation, and if expectation is not fulfilled, I get upset, angry, forceful, etc. And so to create powerful attitude, what I need to pay attention is soul consciousness and awareness, that I am God conscious, soul conscious, and see that I have got total purity, egoless stage. Because purity, egoless, viceless, will help me to have that pure attitude, drishti. And my attitude will create that atmosphere. So I have to see my thoughts are pure. They are knowledgeful thoughts and powerful. Also, my love for Baba should be intense. I should be merged in Baba's remembrance. So if I'm remembering Baba, it will help me to change my sanskaras, attitude, awareness, everything. To have that powerful attitude, I had to pay attention to my, not only thoughts, but my words and karma. Because it's very easy to slip to this body-conscious sanskars of laughing and joking and criticizing and commenting and being sarcastic, isn't it? So I should not be light in that way. On one hand, I have to be mature and serious, Baba is saying. So that I am paying attention that my awareness, thoughts, attitude, everything is powerful and positive. So elevated attitude means to have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone, whoever they are, whatever they are. Baba was mentioning example of Dadi Jina, how she had been always positive and giving love and cooperation and increasing zeal and enthusiasm of everyone. Because when there is negativity or criticism, we put down somebody else and say, oh, they are no good. When they see their weakness, we say, oh, no, they are no good. And naturally that negative attitude and drishti will create heaviness. Because if I'm negative, others will be negative. And so I had to be really very positive and see that, remind myself, what's my duty? What's my duty? To bring benefit to everybody, world benefactor. And that also Baba was emphasizing, you are not benefactor of one city or one state. You are benefactor of the whole world. So that unlimited attitude. And always good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. Having the attitude of being a donor, not a beggar, because otherwise we used to have attitude of begging. No? Somebody should give me love, somebody else should give me respect, somebody should give me something, either material help or at least moral support. So we were expecting from others. Now, as much as I am receiving from Baba, what will happen? I will have that attitude of being a donor. I have to give to everybody. I want to share. Whatever I have received from Baba, I want to share with others. So having the attitude of being a donor, having this attitude that I am a messenger of peace, just as Baba is bestower of peace, I am also bestower of peace, messenger of peace. And reminding myself, my attitude will change vibrations. That will change atmosphere. And my job is not only to help only human beings, but I have to change tamo pradhan nature into sato pradhan. That's also my job. To transform not only human beings, but elements also. So if I have that sort of attitude, powerful attitude, naturally I'll be serving all the time. And that also Baba was yesterday emphasizing, don't only serve through words, but thoughts, words, action at the same time. So I had to see that my thoughts, words and actions all are powerful, positive, full of zeal and enthusiasm. So I had to do service through mind. And if I'm creating such powerful atmosphere, people will experience it. Just as in Madhuban, people when they come, they experience such a powerful atmosphere that they never forget. And also the atmosphere of Pandav Bhavan and Gyan Sarovar is different. Because even new people feel that powerful vibration in Madhava. Because we have worked there for 50 years or over. That such powerful atmosphere is there. Brahma, Baba, Dadis all have spent so much time doing tapasya in Pandav Bhavan. Because we had one guest this time. Recently only. So she had come for the first time and the both sisters were staying here in this complex, and when they visited Pandav Bhavan, the guest said, oh no, I must stay there because it's a very powerful vibration. So people are now receptive to vibrations and they really see the change of vibration between here and Pandav Bhavan. So we had to create such a powerful atmosphere, but that is serving through mind. Through words, we introduce them jnana. And through karma, we are able to give them that practical experience of transformation, Navadharana. So Baba has been last few groups. Every group Baba says, bring some newness. Do some wonder. So service we are doing, no doubt. But are we bringing any newness in that? Is it such that people say, oh, this is a wonderful job you are doing? So just as Baba used to do the magic, no? Everybody used to say, oh, Baba is magician. Same way, we should be playing that role. Like, if my sanskars are like Brahma Baba, then by seeing me, they will have visions. That used to happen with Brahma Baba, that people used to have vision and they used to think, oh, as soon as the Baba gives drishti, these people are going in trance and having vision of golden age and all sorts of a vision. So that used to make them believe that there is some magic in their eyes. And that's what we should be in our eyes also, isn't it? Our aim is to become Bhav Saman. So on attitude, Baba was again emphasizing that there should be no negativity. Because we understand what is right, what is wrong. And if we see somebody doing wrong, I have to check what's my heart feeling. Intellectually we know it's right or wrong, but is my heart feeling, oh, they are not so good and what Brahman they are, and oh, they are defaming Baba's Yajna's name, or do I have that sort of a feeling, negative feeling? Or do I have this feeling that let me uplift them? Let me, by my example, help them to understand that they are doing wrong. Because nowadays you can't tell anybody by words that you are doing wrong, isn't it? Otherwise, they will point out few weaknesses of us. They will say, oh, you are telling me what you are. Look at you. Or they will say, oh, I'm only 10 years in jnana, but see, those who are 25 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, what they are. First go and tell them, correct them, and then come and tell me. So, what Baba is always emphasizing, by your example, let people learn or transform. Because if we are thinking about somebody's weakness, what it means, Baba was talking that it is like a rubbish sitting in your heart. If rubbish is sitting in your heart, how can Baba sit in your heart? So our heart also must be very clean. Our mind should be very clean and not have anybody's weaknesses or defects in my mind. This morning also Baba's murli was cremate weaknesses and defects. So that's where I had to see that anybody's weakness, yes, I see it, but I should not. I know, because we are knowledgeful, we know what is right, what is wrong, what should be done, what should not be done. But if somebody is doing wrong, it's their karma, isn't it? But if I'm thinking that they are doing wrong, I'm looking at them, my link with Baba is cut off. I'm not earning my fortune that I should have. And that's why I had to really pay attention that that trace of the weakness doesn't remain, because otherwise I can't love them. Now if I'm seeing the weakness, defects, I can't have true love. I can't give them cooperation. I can't have mercy. And that's where we have to see that if I'm knowledgeful, but I have to be merciful. Have mercy for them. And I have to be powerful. In order to give them blessing. And that is what Baba again and again reminded yesterday. Give blessing, receive blessing. How we are going to receive blessing? By bringing them happiness. By serving them with our thought, words and actions. By making them happy. By liberating them from sorrow. By giving them contentment. Everybody should be happy with me. Not that I'm happy with myself. No, because sometimes we are so much self-centered. We say, oh, I'm happy. Because I'm able to do whatever I want to do. Materially, physically, mentally. That's why I'm happy. So I should not be self-centered and pleased with myself. But Baba is always says, see that you get pre-certificate. Please yourself, please those who come in connection and relationship with you, and Baba should be pleased with me. Then I get that certificate of contentment. And so as much as I am giving them donation of gyan, virtues, powers, and helping others, they will be giving me blessing. So that's how I receive blessing. And to give blessing means they don't have to work hard. No? Receive blessing means not to work hard. You are able to receive something with little effort. Which means my power should help them and uplift them. I was mentioning, if anybody has 99 weakness, at least they have got one speciality. Look at that one speciality. Don't look at that 99 weaknesses. So Baba was also saying that you should be mature, but not serious. Because Gambhita, the Hindi term, is maturity also seriousness. So Baba was saying, don't be serious. You should be smiling all the time. Light, easy and smiling. And that is possible. Cheerfulness is possible provided we are content. If I'm under stress, distress, sensitive nature, pressure, negative. Because if my desires are not fulfilled, I won't be cheerful. So if there are any slight impurity also, I won't be cheerful. If I have any burden, whether burden of responsibility, I won't be cheerful. So Baba is saying, always be cheerful, neither laughing nor serious. Laughing is also body consciousness. but cheerful and content. Content means I have achieved whatever I want to achieve. Then I'm content. So with teachers, Baba saying, your features should show the future. No? From our face, they should be able to see the future, golden age, deity form. Because even our images in temple give people experience of love, peace, power, happiness. So my features should be able to give them that vision of future or golden age. And Baba was saying my stage should be very powerful. So our aim, because he started with Almighty Father, ocean of love has come to meet his children. And so he was saying, like, as Baba is Almighty, we also should be such powerful. And the sign of powerful soul will be they won't be scared of anything, whatever may happen. Physical difficulties, obstacles, situation, they won't be scared or confused. And they will never say, I don't know what to do, how it will happen. No. These are the sign of weak souls. Powerful means the one who is able to cross all the obstacles. Problems, obstacles will come. But that should not stop us. We keep on moving. And nowadays Baba is talking about keep flying. Make others fly. So I had to see with zeal of wings of zeal and enthusiasm. I should be flying all the time. And once we are flying, we'll reach our destination fast. We should not forget our destination. Our destination is becoming perfect. Complete, Bhavsama. Never forget that destination. And one thing he also mentioned, that you have to be the image of solution. Because two words, Hindi, are similar. Nivaran Murat means image of solution. And nirvana, liberation. Because recently Baba has been saying that we don't need only to give Jivan Mukti to the souls. Yes, Jivan Mukti, yes. But we have to give them Mukti also. Because some of our Bhagats want just Mukti. We should be able to give them mukti. Whereas some of the Brahman souls want Jivan Mukti. So we had to guide them to the path to Jivan Mukti also. So those who are able to solve the problems of others and self also, because first I have to solve my own problem, then I will be able to help others to solve that problem. So I had to become the image of solution, helping others to solve their problem. And also Baba in the end also was giving us the title of being a merciful soul. And that's where I had to check myself also, how much I have mercy for the souls who are suffering. Because people are suffering physically, mentally, materially, all those sufferings are there. And many times Baba says, listen to the cries of bhagats. Have mercy for them. So it's not only that Laukik people are suffering. Brahmins also are suffering, isn't it? Their karmic account. Because of their karmic account, they also have suffering. Because of somebody's sanskars, they suffer. Because mental suffering is because of some sanskar, isn't it? So karma and sanskars leads to the suffering of the souls. And whoever is suffering, whatever their reason is, I have to see, do I have real mercy for them? Or do I? Because when people are suffering, naturally they will behave in a funny way, isn't it? They may not have their karma righteous. And jnani people are not doing righteous karma, then we are judgmental or merciful. I have to check, no? Because our sanskars of being judgmental is quite deep. And when I got sanskar of being judgmental, I can't be merciful, isn't it? I say, oh no, what they are doing, how they are doing? Because our expectation is that those who are jnani, their behavior should be this. We have got that sort of expectation. And if they are not meeting those expectations, we say, oh no, they are no good. So once I comment or criticize or judge person that they are no good, it means I don't have mercy. But as Baba said, you should recognize what is good, what is not good. But at the same time, your aim should be when you are merciful, you will try to help that soul and uplift that soul with your positive attitude, positive interaction. You'll be able to help them, and that's where I have to see that I always maintain that love and mercy for souls who are suffering because of sanskara or karma. So that's where we had to see that Baba's Murlis are helping us to check and change. And again Baba was saying, okay, before you want to reveal Baba, that's the aim, not to reveal Baba. Service, the aim is to reveal Baba. But before you reveal Baba, you have to reveal yourself or reach a stage of perfection, Bhavsaman stage. And fix the date for that. Now for our public programs, we fix our date 6 months or 12 months in advance, isn't it? Baba says you are fixing dates for all programs. But have you fixed the date to reach that final stage? And once we have that aim of making intense effort, then naturally the date will come closer, the final date. So scientists are giving their final date, isn't it? You saw, how many of you saw that movie, DVD? So scientists have suggested between 2008 and 12, only 1 year. It can happen any time between 2008 and 12. And so what we need to do is finalize our date of becoming perfect also. And that's why Baba is again and again remind, make intense effort, fix the date, become perfect. So that Baba is revealed through you. Okay, Om Shanti. Now, if anybody has any question.
I have a question about this fixing the date. Because I find it something very abstract, like how can I say, okay, by August I will be perfect, so what am I supposed to do? I mean, it's like, it's not step one, step two, step three, by the challenges or the tests that come in front of us, then we can see how much we have improved and how much we still need to improve. So let's say if you yourself, you say, okay, by January 1st, 2008, you will be perfect. How do you make that plan in your mind? It's something very abstract, because every time Baba has been asking for a date, I ask myself this question, how do you fix really the date?
Because what one needs to do is see what I had to bring transformation in me. It means I had to see which are my plus point, which are my negative points, or in other words, which are my weaknesses, how much percentage my good qualities are there, isn't it? I think we used to write that chart right from beginning. At least first grade, second grade, third grade, if we can give ourselves marks in our virtues and vices. And naturally, in order to remove that, the best thing is deeper yoga. Seed stage of yoga. That will help me to overcome any weaknesses and fill in all powers and virtues. And that's why Baba emphasizes every Murli on meditation or deep meditation. And especially whatever is my main weakness, I can really try to have opposite qualities so that that weakness is over. Suppose I am getting angry and upset, or even slight trace of anger is bossiness or forcefulness or something. Even if it is in my mind, and if I try to focus on being merciful, powerful, loveful, peaceful, then naturally that weakness will be over. So rather than focusing on my weakness, if I focus on which power, opposite power I had to imbibe, that will help me to focus it. So, I think just as for our achievement in any task. We start planning this month, focus on this, this month focus on that. That case, 1 year's transformation, we can plan for individual. Otherwise, what we are doing is, I don't know whether we brought out in NCO retreat or not, but in RCO we were thinking about this year as a year of transformation. So in December, when I was here and Baba Smurli, after hearing that, I suggested to a few people to plan for transformation this year. And Wendy Sargent has again prepared the plan for transformation for this year, for starting from April month to next March or something. So that's way general yoga bhaktis and general, no, if whole world is focusing on the same topic, like last year we had volcanic bhakti and quite a few people were able to take that advantage and enjoyed having those volcanic bhakti. Same way this year we are planning to have this transformation programs. And so naturally, if we have that program and individual aim also, as Baba says, not intense effort, because see what I had to change and immediately start doing what I had to do. Because we know what Baba wants us to do. But problem is, knowledge is sometimes only at an intellect level. We are not able to implement it immediately, and that's what, if I have this determination, because that's what Baba has been emphasizing a lot on determination, that we must have this determination also. Yes, sister?
Om Shanti. I agree with looking only at negative and positive things with detachment and all that, but at the moment I'm not strong enough to deal with it, because when I perceive negativeness, it reminds me of how I was like 6 months ago, a year ago, so I just run away and I just can't deal with it.
Negativity of yourself or others?
In others. If it reminds me of how I was 6 months ago or a year ago or something, I just cannot deal with it. And I just have to physically remove myself from the presence of that person. So that's... But I agree. I mean,
how
like
long you have been
years,
in India?
9 months.
9 months. Which country you come from?
UK.
Okay.
So is it okay to be weak? To know that you're weak?
What you need to do is... you have to start now being observer. Because sometimes we are not observer and detached. Because if we have this stage of being observer and detached, then we are observing. Just as when we look at the movie, if there is murder happening, then, because we are observer, we are not affected so much. In the same way, if we see as an observer the sanskars of others, and at the same time, if we have this merciful attitude, and being the bestower, because you are so new in Gyan, only 9 months, so naturally, early stage, Baba says, if you see some negativity, you can run away. If you can't tolerate, run away. No, Baba always says, if you are getting angry and if you think you won't be able to control your anger, you should move away. And that's what we can do in the early stage. But as you become more yogi and powerful, what will happen is, just as Baba sees everything, Baba says, no, I can see everything, I can hear everything. But still he keeps on being loving and giving and inspiring us to become equal to him in the same way. We also can do it, but it will take time, so don't be disheartened with yourself and says, oh, I can't tolerate, I'm still negative or I'm running away from problem or situation. In the beginning it's all right, but as you become powerful, you'll be able to remain detached and observer.
Regarding to Meera's question about fixing a date, I had a thought. I want to share it and see what your thought is about it. Because all our roles are in the soul already imprinted. And so even the, say, the angel and the deity and our future form is already in the soul. And so if we play the part of an angel now, or and just go into the part of an angel, then we will be the angel and play the part of an angel and the old will be finished. And so if we really know who we are and I play my part of an angel, then not so much time is required for transformation anymore. Then the impossible can be made possible. Do you understand what I mean?
Your aim is about transformation you are talking about.
When it comes to transformation, we always think in time. And for myself spoken, since the last many, many, many years, you come back to Madhaban and you hear Baba's Muli and you enjoy Baba's Muli, and then again the butt comes. This can be going on for ages. If my speed is what it was, or if I think I have to transform many things. But would it be possible just to step out of my, my Iron Age form and go into this new form, which is already here in the soul?
It's true, but it's not imagining, no? Awareness can be there, and that should be, Baba is emphasizing on that, to be aware of it. But problem is, one is awareness, one is practical activity and feeling and all, because the old sanskar, no, because if I'm, it's like actor, no? Just if they are playing the role, they can be playing role nicely, but then they are original again. And that's what may happen, that if you're trying to be like acting or aware of that I'm angel, but when you are dealing with all the time with all people, sometimes we slip back to old awareness of Kaliyugi role and Kaliyugi relations and sanskar and all. But more awareness is good, and it will help on a long term. But at the same time, you have to see that as soon as you slip back to your Kaliyugi sanskar and role, you have to immediately remind yourself that I'm angel, I'm becoming angel. Okay, last question. Yes.
It seems the fixing the date has become the main topic.
Keep it
here.
Close to yourself.
It seems fixing the date has become the main topic here because many of us are thinking on the same line. I was thinking with the planning and doing the charts and all that, whatever the knowledge we have and we get it, why don't we can also think that this is the moment. I miss fixing date. Planning is fine, but also for me, like, this is the moment. Whatever the knowledge I have, and I should transform and become perfect, this is the moment I can become perfect and not postpone it for the further dates. We don't know tomorrow. That's what my thoughts. Thank you.
Okay.